Likewise, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for coming to the River Cree.
Yes, I'm really excited. I can't wait. It's my first time coming to this part of Canada, and we're going to have two really exciting shows.
It's your first time coming to Edmonton.
It is, yes. I've never been before. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, well, dress warm, because you never know. Sometimes it's as cold as can be, and other times we call it Fool Spring, where it warms up for a little bit just to tease us.
Yes, I've heard. I hope to bring the sunshine.
Yes, you should. You've written a couple of books. I actually just finished Between Two Worlds that talked a lot about how you worked with your abilities to become what you are today. You knew as a child you were a little bit different. As parents, how can we tell our own children may have the ability that you did, and what can we do to help them out?
Well, you know, for me, I just naturally developed a bit of an intuition after a premonition of my grandmother's death, and that for me was really the catalyst. But I think children by default are very intuitive. And I encourage people to tell people to go with their gut, to encourage our children to go with their instincts. I think that's really valuable. But more than anything, I think there's a lesson on individuality. And while not everybody may relate to having a medium as a child, I think my life is a testament to the fact that what makes you unique really can be your superpower. And that's something we all can learn.
And you had a supportive family. In the end, once your dad kind of saw you in action, I remember reading that in the book. Are your parents still your biggest cheerleaders?
Oh, they really are. I'm so lucky I'm able to work with them and live with them. And we're a really big, close, happy family, although my dad isn't able to travel with me. But my mom will be on stage with us when I come to Canada. So I'm excited to get to have her on stage with me.
My mother-in-law was the one who passed along your book to me. So she had a question. Is there ever something that comes through that you wouldn't tell a client?
You know, I would say when it comes to that matter that I liken my job to that of a mailman in the sense that I don't write the letter. You know, I just kind of deliver the message. And so I think how it's delivered, it's important to have tact and diplomacy and consideration for the person's feelings. But I really think that prevention is powerful and knowledge is power and the future is not set in stone. So it's surprisingly lighthearted, even when we talk about heavy things.
You can't read everyone, but what is a message that you would like to pass on to anyone listening and wondering about a loved one that has passed away?
Yes, you know, I think regardless of our beliefs, there's something to be said about living in such a way so as to minimize future regret. And if we can take these lessons that I've been able to learn through my work and implement them, the importance of saying it now, of being as present as we can, and really just communicating and validating those who are here in the present moment. That, for me, has been the greatest takeaway. And I hope that seeing these readings live and in person really demonstrates that. Whether you get a reading or not, there's something to be said about watching the process and the power that that evokes.
For those who want to continue seeing a medium, maybe after they see you and they're searching one out, what would you say are things to look for? And what would you say are red flags to watch out for?
Sure. I think for anything, when it comes to anything that's not regulated, unfortunately, there's not a better business bureau for psychics and mediums. I wish there were. I would be the president, self-appointed. But, you know, I think there is something to be said about word of mouth. I think getting a recommendation from someone that you know really helps. And with that in mind, you know, just ensuring that when you go to a medium, that the medium does the majority of the talking, that they bring through information that only the person who's passed could know. So that oftentimes is inside jokes, people's last words, nuances, family dynamics, things going on, even recent conversations. And those are all things that a credible medium will be able to bring forward. So word of mouth really, really helps.
The book that I read is called Between Two Worlds, but Tyler has a few books you can choose from and tickets for his show here at the end of February. They're going so fast, so don't wait. You can find the link to get yours on our website, ravenradio.ca. And we also will have some tickets to give away. So thank you so much for joining me, Tyler.
Oh, thank you so much.